Hey everyone, this is Eric. I know that many of you have been wondering what happened to the show, so I'm throwing together this quick announcement. Some of it's bad news, but some of it's really good news too. Here's what's been going on. Podcasting is very time-consuming work. Michael Stackpole likes to say that for every 30 minutes of recording, it requires 40 minutes of post-production, which personally I think this means maybe he's not doing enough post-production, because mine normally runs anywhere from 1 to 2 hours per half hour of content, depending on what the content is. And of course, that's not including any type of show prep ahead of time. So podcasting is a lot of fun, but it's also quite time-consuming. And there are a lot of things I wanted to do for the show, but the only time I had available allowed me to keep up with the show as it was, not really do anything to improve it. And sadly, it eventually got to the point where it was too much to even just keep up with on my own. So it went into an involuntary hiatus. Now, rather than pick things up where I left them, I'm going to continue to have the show be on hiatus for a few more weeks. And for those who are curious, my other podcast show isn't taking away from my time here. It's on hiatus too, and I'll be doing the same type of thing over there. My other show has been renamed to moviesurvivalguide.com, and I only bring it up here because I've gotten about 24 unanswered emails asking me what my other show is. So there you go. Anyway, the podcast is going on hiatus so that we can improve the show and turn it into something even better. Consider everything you've heard up till this point to be season one. From this point on, we'll be in season two. The most notable change to the show is that I'll be bringing on an actual staff. Jay from RebelScum.com is going to continue to appear occasionally, and I'll be bringing on three more people from Rebel Scum: Curto, Dustin, and Jeremy. However, we need even more people, so if any of you listeners out there might be interested in helping out with the show, here's your chance. Now, please pay attention to the following instructions. The first instruction is that I'd prefer you send your submissions to the following Gmail account rather than the TFN account that we normally use for the podcast, especially if you'll be sending attachments. Normal correspondence for the podcast should still go to podcast@theforce.net. But if you're interested in helping out with the show, please send your submissions to erictfn@gmail.com. That's spelled erictfn@gmail.com. Now, here's what we're looking for. First, I'm looking for hosts to help out on the air. Now, these people can either record their own segments for the show or record pieces that other people have written in, or they can be part of a discussion with the other hosts through an online voice system such as Skype or Gizmo or Google Talk. But the point is that their normal function in the show will be to be on the air. And of course, anytime we're able to do an interview with somebody in the Star Wars community, these will be the people conducting the interviews. Second, I'm looking for people to help out with content. These people can contribute by writing commentaries, doing features on various Star Wars-related resources or activity on the web, or a number of other things. The catch is, these people would need to be regular contributors. In other words, it's not enough to be able to whip up a quick piece for the show. We need people who can research things, set up interviews with people such as fan film directors and such. Basically, people who can generally work behind the scenes of the show to keep it up and running. Now, here's what you need to do. If you're looking to be a regular host for the show, you're going to need to record something and send it in. It needs to be something you've prepared yourself, and it should be between 2 and 5 minutes in length. If possible, please email it in MP3 format. If you only have it in a WAV file, or if you're a Mac user, an AIFF file, then please try to put it up on a personal website somewhere and send me a link to download it. Uncompressed WAV files are going to be a little bit too big for me to deal with in emails. Now, if you're looking to help out behind the scenes, please send me an email with a description of how you think you can contribute to the show. Now, keep in mind, this is your chance to sell yourself, so let us know why you think you'd be an asset to the show. The most important thing to keep in mind here is that you'd be making a commitment to help out with the show. I know that many people out there think it'd be fun to be on a podcast, and frankly, it is. It's a lot of fun, but it's also a lot of work. And with the full staff for the show, the workload should be pretty balanced, but it's still going to be somewhat time-consuming. So before you send in an email, please take a moment and consider whether this is something you're willing to seriously commit to. And if it is, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So that email address again is erictfn.com. That's E-R-I-K-T-F-N. Please keep in mind, I can't promise we'll be able to respond to literally every single email that comes in. I can promise that I will read every submission, though. We'll be taking submissions through midnight of November 15th. Don't worry about the time zones, I'm not going to get that picky. But just make sure you get your submission in within the next 2 weeks. Then within the week following the 15th, we'll be contacting those we've selected, and we'll be putting up an announcement in the podcast feed and on the website introducing our new crew members and stating when season 2 of the podcast will start. So, I appreciate the fact that you guys have been so patient with us over the last several weeks, and I'm really looking forward to getting the show back up and running again. So, until later on this month, take care, pick up those Episode 3 DVDs, and may the Force be with you.